This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The big business known as the National Basketball Association could face a fan boycott after an offensive audio recording emerges.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The NBA says its first order of business is to verify whether or not it's the voice of the owner of the Los Angeles Clippers, Donald Sterling, making disparaging remarks about African-American people. The tape is allegedly a conversation between Sterling and his mixed-race girlfriend, V. Stiviano. The man on the tape urges Stiviano not to bring her black friends to L.A. Clippers games. Taking photos with black people is like, quote, talking to the enemy. Magic Johnson and Charles Barkley are among former NBA players who say if the tape is really the Clippers' owner, then Sterling cannot keep owning the team. For some perspective, let's turn to Kenneth Shropshire, director of the Wharton Sports Business Initiative at the University of Pennsylvania. Good morning.
Morning, David.
Now, there's an investigation into just who is speaking on that tape, but if the NBA chooses at some point to act, do you think they would have the legal authority to force a sale?
Well, it's complex. You know, if you look at it legally, there is very strong precedent looking the other way. That is that the league owners can choose their partners, they can reject partners. So the idea that they just don't want him as a partner anymore is a much more legitimate course to take that may allow them to get him out. And the big battle in the end just comes over the amount of compensation that he gets paid for his franchise.
Yeah, there would be some kind of negotiation if it came to that.
Oh, there would be an extraordinary negotiation. This is a man who's proven to be very litigious over the years, so very doubtful that he would just say, okay, let me know how much you're going to pay and I'll walk away.
Now, as I say, they're going to work on the provenance of this tape, but did you hear that thing?
I heard it. I heard the tape. I heard the Deadspin extended version as well. The racism is not new from Donald Sterling. So the racism related to his ownership of low-income housing and other interactions that have been reported over the years, even of his attitude towards his players and some of the references. I'll tell you what has not gotten the attention is the sexism in that tape and the language that's used allegedly towards the woman about he can find a new one, that he can find somebody that will kind of live by his terms. I mean, I think that's something that should be highlighted as well. And if you want to have the dual negative of why this guy should no longer be an owner, it's not just racism, it's sexism as well.
Kenneth Shropshire is a professor of legal studies and business ethics at the University of Pennsylvania and director of the Wharton Sports Business Initiative. Professor, thank you.
Thank you.
Yesterday, the NAACP sent out a tweet that, quote, Donald Sterling will not be receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award from the L.A. branch of the NAACP. That reads like irony, but it's to be taken at face value. The honor had been planned for May 15th. How about a hint about the week ahead when it comes to not just stock markets, which were up in early trading, but to the economy and jobs? We'll check in with Carl Riccadonna, senior U.S. economist at Deutsche Bank Securities in New York. Morning, Carl.
Good morning.
So Federal Reserve policymakers meet, I think, on Wednesday. I suppose that could yield a hint of interest rates to come.
Well, we have a two-day Fed meeting this week, and it's going to be pretty much more of the same. The bigger event probably this Friday's employment report as we continue to watch for evidence of a snapback.
So unemployment on Friday, of course, but Thursday you were telling me I should keep an eye out.
Yes, there's the ISM Manufacturing Index. This is made up of a number of series, and one of those series is supplier deliveries. Generally, if my suppliers are very quick to fill my orders, that's a bad sign because that means they don't have much else going on. The supplier delivery index showed much faster turnaround time in the last month. What we're seeing is this index is creeping back, and that's leading economists to believe, well, maybe there's just a little bit of improvement. So I'll be watching that ahead of the always important employment report.
And by the way, ISM, Institute for Supply Management, Carl Riccadonna at Deutsche Bank. Thank you.
Thank you.
A new study out today from the University of Michigan finds that a high rate of breast cancer survivors end up unemployed, and the specific kind of treatment people get may lower chances of keeping a job or finding a new job later. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
University of Michigan oncology professor Reshma Jagsi says the breast cancer survivors her team surveyed had about a 30% unemployment rate 4 years after diagnosis.
I don't think too many of us are surprised to hear that patients are likely to miss work or even stop working altogether while they're getting their chemotherapy treatment.
Jagsi says what was surprising is that for women who got chemo right at the beginning of their treatment, the long-term unemployment rate was even higher. The Federal Family and Medical Leave Act does protect women who need time off for medical treatment, says Kathy Ruckelshaus at the National Employment Law Project.
So it basically covers mostly full-time workers, and she has to have been there for a year. She's entitled to 12 weeks of job protected leave.
But the leave's unpaid, and after it runs out, it can be harder for a woman to keep her job if she can't keep up with a full-time schedule. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And General Electric wants to buy the locomotive and train car maker Alstom of France, but now there's word rival Siemens of Germany will counteroffer. France's economy minister has been skeptical of the American purchase and might ultimately throw his weight behind the Germans. General Electric spent the weekend making entreaties to French officials. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.